Marianne Combs is here for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning, Steve.
What do you know today, Marianne?
All I know is it's gorgeous outside.
Hells
and
yeah.
We need to take advantage of this fact. So I'm going to send you into a cinema where it's dark and cold.
That's perfect, isn't it? Good.
Well, here's the thing. I've got some outside stuff and I got some inside stuff. But first off, the thing that's happening tonight that I wanted to draw your attention to is at the Walker Arts Center in their cinema, tonight at 6:30 and 8 o'clock, this is free, is they're going to be debuting the 2014 collection of motion poems. Do you know what a motion poem is?
No, please do explain.
All right. A motion poem is a poem that has been set to film. And so what they do is they pair these, you know, great poets with dynamic filmmakers. And so they take the poem and then they turn it into a work of short film. And so they've been doing this since back in 2008. And each year they release a whole new series of poems. And they have these glorious sort of and quirky and completely, each one has its own distinct style of filmmaking that's attached to it. And so tonight you can see them for free at the Walker Cinema at 6:30 or 8 o'clock. So, great opportunity there to see both poetry on screen and see work by some cool filmmakers.
Awesome.
So, I'm actually going to send you back to the Walker later in the weekend.
Okay.
I try and be more efficient about people when they're going around town, but this is tonight. But later in the weekend, it's the opening of the Walker on the Green artist-designed miniature golf season.
Oh, hells yeah. Oh. Come on. That's just, look forward to this every year.
For anyone who's new to it, please paint the picture for us.
Imagine miniature golf. And then imagine a bunch of artists being tasked with designing the various holes on the miniature golf course. And this is what you get. You get
let's be clear. It's not actually the great artists designing the miniature golf holes. It's like
based
imitations of some of their art, right? Is that how it is?
No,
or do artists?
No, these are
really
actual artists.
Oh,
these are
really
active artists
wow.
in the Twin Cities who are like, okay, if I got my hands on a miniature golf course, what would I do?
I have had the completely mistaken impression this entire time. I thought this was just like, you know, you got to put your golf ball into the
So like it last year, I think it was that there was the foosball with garden gnomes. Mm-hmm. And so you could actually play foosball, and instead of the footballers, they had garden gnomes. You could kick the golf ball into the hole. You can scale model of a French chateau, gopher holes, contour maps. I mean, they have these proposals that are submitted by architects, artists, engineers, machinists, and mini golf aficionados, and they're selected from an open call. So
very,
you
very
have all
different
these,
than what,
yes, okay, so,
actual artists. Creating actual art on a miniature golf course.
Exactly.
Boy, let me correct myself about 20 times there.
No,
I should
worries.
Have just not said a thing. That's 100 times better.
And so cool. And in fact, what's even cooler in my mind is that two of the holes are designed and produced by students from a public sculpture class at the University of Minnesota, led by artist Chris Larson, who's also very, very cool. Mm-hmm. So there you have this great opportunity to be outdoors in the fabulous weather, playing miniature golf, and you're actually engaging with artwork by local artists and architects and engineers. So, I'm just saying.
Pretty good.
All right. And I just need to mention two shows that are getting lots of great reviews right now in the Twin Cities. One is Dirt Sticks. This is by 10,000 Things Theater Company, which, as regular listeners will know, that 10,000 Things produces shows in prisons, homeless shelters, and all sorts of other places where people don't normally have access to theater. But they also do a limited run for the general public. But there's no special lighting. There's no, you know, it's full lights up as the way they perform when they're performing for their other audiences. Dirt Sticks is a new show by local playwright Kira Obolensky, and it's both mythic and magical, and it's about trying to reclaim the past and see into the future, and it's about ghosts and spirits, and it's getting great reviews. So that's at Open Book, and it runs through June 1st.
Okay.
So getting great reviews. And the other one, Rocket to the Moon. This is a show by Gremlin Theater. It's on stage at the New Century Theater in Minneapolis, and people are calling it a tour de force. They're saying it's the best, some of the best pieces of acting you're likely to see in local stages this year. Deliciously funny, poignant, memorable. It's about a dentist who's going through a midlife crisis. His marriage is falling apart, and he's starting to have a love affair with a young dental assistant. And so it's anyway. I'm not going to tell you anymore.
Don't tell me anymore.
But so anyway, tour de force, people are saying. And knowing some of the actors in the show, I'm going to go check this thing out. So,
awesome.
Rocket to the Moon, New Century Theater, Dirt Sticks, Open Book, Walker Art Center. Check out some free motion poems tonight or go back this weekend and play miniature golf or both.
A huge weekend of art that you can enjoy once again. And it's beautiful outside. You should be able to enjoy some of it. And, you know, when it rains, one of the days, maybe Sunday.
Yeah.
There's you know, an option for you indoors, too.
Exactly.
So, Marianne Combs, thank you as always.
My pleasure. Just a typical little weekend in the Twin Cities.
Right here. In our great arts community. Marianne Combs writes the State of the Arts blog for NPR News, joins us on Thursday mornings for the weekend arts roundup. And we're going to have all those details, by the way, up online at thecurrent.org soon so you can see them again. See you next time, Marianne.
Will do.